Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Top Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I don't know who has time to do these things, but yeah. I just wanted to ask you this. So I'm looking at the statistical analysis of every NFL team's drop back passing. Okay, and somebody put together a chart that charts five different categories. One is hitting the target,
okay,
when you're dropping back to pass.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is scrambling as you drop back to pass.
Okay.
Throwaway.
All right.
A sack.
Okay.
Or a batted pass or a broken up pass, incompletion. So, which team has the highest percentage of hitting the target on their respective drop back passes?
It's got to be the most accurate quarterback I've seen in my lifetime, one Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
Right, so 92% of the time, good job, man. 92% of the time, he drops back, he's going to hit the intended target. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you think the Jets and Giants reside on the 32-team table here?
It's got to be down towards the bottom. I know Flacco had, you know, some good games as far as like throwing the football, a lot of attempts rather, but I would say like 27, 30, somewhere around there.
All right, so the New York Giants on drop back passes hitting their intended target. Now remember, they didn't even drop back that much this week because Daniel Jones got hurt.
Yeah.
Everything else, are hitting the target a whopping 68% of the time.
Mm.
And the Bears are the only team lower than them. And the Bears are hitting their target, and they haven't thrown a lot of passes either, 61% of the time.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, the Jets are actually four from the bottom, 79%. Most of the league is 80 or better.
Mm-hmm.
There are only two teams that are 90 or better, and the 90 or betters are Seattle with Geno Smith.
Wow.
And, of course, you said it, Tom Brady and the Packers.
Yeah. Seems like it translates to some success hitting the target. You would have never thought.
Two teams in the 90s and two teams in the 60s. The Giants and the Bears. And we saw them both on the field last week.
Yeah.
In a brutal football game.
Yeah. Where are you at with this 60-second home run? Do you believe that Aaron Judge is the home run king at 62? Or you still give it to Barry Bonds? Or do you look at it like some people should be looking at it but don't, that Aaron Judge does have a clean record? We believe that he's clean. He is clean at 62. And you just say, hey, Barry Bonds juicing hit 73. And all those other guys juicing, Sosa, McGuire, Bonds all ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know, they were juicing, and that was just a different era, and we can't compare that to anything else. Because that's where I'm at.
I played in the NFL where there was a lot of steroid use, and there was a lot of HGH use, and there's a lot of all sorts of things being used mm-hmm. there. For some reason, everybody looks at that sport a little bit differently than they look at baseball. I come down on the side of Roger Maris Jr., that Aaron Judge, in my eyes, because of what those guys did in the early 90s and how much their bodies changed. You know, there is obviously a major impact that it had on them hitting all those home runs. And, you know, and being aggressive and, you know, it changes your whole composition.
Yeah.
It's not just your body physically, but it also changes you mentally.
Yeah,
that's probably one of the reasons
Roger Clemens threw the bat at Piazza.
Yes, exactly. So I have to sit here as a objective sports analyst, and I would have to say, in my eyes, Aaron Judge is the home run king.
Yeah, I mean, I
have to say that.
Sure. I mean, I sort of feel the same way. I'm not ignoring the other guys, but it's just, it's a hard thing to compare. And then nobody's really doing this. I mean, nobody's getting that close to 62 clean. So the fact that he did it and he actually got there was spectacular. I wish they focused more on the fact that it was the Yankee record as opposed to the American League record, too, because, I mean, the Yankee record is also something very, very special to have, being the home run leader in Yankees history. But, I mean, this season has been great. I think that the fact that we saw what we saw in the late 90s and early 2000s kind of took some of the joy out of this. There's no doubt about it. If that didn't happen and that era didn't happen and Aaron Judge was doing this now, then breaking into every one of his at-bats would have felt warranted. This felt like a more of a local story than a national story.
Well, what I would have hoped, and I was really hoping for, number one, I was hoping that he was going to do it at Yankee Stadium, because I think that would have been just amazing. Would have been amazing for a New York moment, a New York sports moment. And even though I'm not a Yankee fan, you know that. I mean, I still would have enjoyed to see, you know, what that was like. You know, we need good news around here.
We do.
We honestly need good news. And that's why, it's one of the reasons why I came in this morning knowing that you were going to be the way you are. And I'm like, you had the ride and the rain, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're miserable. And the Braves won last night. I knew it. And I'm like, man, we got to have some good news, man. We got to have a good feeling around here.
We do, and it's coming from the Yankees. There's no doubt about it.
Well,
it's coming from Aaron Judge and the Yankees. That's where the good feeling's coming from. I mean, I guess the Jets and Giants, too.
I don't know. I have a good feeling about Brandon Nimmo and the Mets this morning and Jeff McNeil going for the batting title. I think it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, pressure off, you can hit finally. Amazing how that works.
Jeff McNeil showed up on the weekend down in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's the only guy.
All right, but don't sit here and minimize what he's doing.
I'm not minimizing what he's doing.
Minimizing. Give
it's
you
not
want
a
bobblehead.
Minimization.
Give about you want to give a bobblehead in this? I'm like, no. let's take a look at what Pete Alonso's done now, who I think Pete Alonso has a chance to become the greatest position player in Mets history. And maybe Jeff McNeil's on his heels. Who knows? Maybe Jeff McNeil stays here for another 5 or 6 years. I hope so.
Yeah. I'm not worried about 5 or 6 years from now. I'm worried about the San Diego Padres because it's one pitch, one game, one at-bat at a time. Let's go to Jose in Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's going on, Jose?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So, yeah, I'm a Mets fan, and this 100-win Met team, it's like the emptiest feeling I've ever had for a team that's won so many games.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And to think that they're going to go through the gauntlet that they would have to go through in the playoffs to get to the World Series, I don't see that happening. I mean, I see Scherzer, DeGrom giving us, you know, quality starts, good quality starts at all. They may give up 2 runs. They may give up 3 runs over seven innings, strikeout 10. But the Mets offense is going to put up 1 or 2 runs. It's single, single, strikeout, double play, end of the inning. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we saw Yu Darvish against the Mets was pretty ugly, too. And you saw really good starters down in Atlanta take care of the Mets. I am very, very worried about the offense, especially knowing that Starling Marte can't even grip anything. And that's another big part of this. If you had the extra time off and you weren't starting until Tuesday, you know, maybe you are, yeah, Tuesday night, maybe you get Marte back in the lineup for that series. And now you're starting on Friday, and chances are you won't have him.
Hey, Al, can I ask you a question? Can you check on the flex scheduling for us?
Oh, what do you need to know? I'm pretty up on flex scheduling.
All right, because I can't. We got Met fans calling in saying it's over. Gio's, it's over.
Yeah, like if you need a day.
I think I need a mental health day.
Then you can get that.
I mean, really. I mean, it's like I have to fight these people.
He didn't say
right.
It was over. He just said he had an empty feeling. And he felt like the offense wasn't going to show up for the Padres series. He didn't say it was over. Just that's how he felt. You know? Hey. Go out. You know, Eddie feels the same way. Eddie's a guy who did see 86, and he still feels the same way about this Mets team.
That's right, because you know why? Because I believed in this team. Even up to Friday night in Atlanta, we just needed one effing game. We had our 3 best pitchers, and I was in. I believed, and they just ripped my heart
out.
You
know what? I think what we should do is if the Mets make it to the World Series, you guys should walk across the Brooklyn Bridge in a Speedo. That's what I think.
City's a little bit different now than it was back then. I don't know if we would survive that.
Yeah.
We'd probably get hacked to death with a man with an axe. We probably wouldn't make it across.
I don't even want to laugh at that after what's gone on this week.
Yeah. So anyway, I believed in them all the way into Sunday. Even when they lost Friday and Saturday, I still believed in them Sunday. So they're going to get it done on Sunday.
So you don't believe in them now, right now. Let's just get it out there. You're off. I understand. We used to call them Klingons. We used to call them, you know, bandwagoners. We understand as an athlete. I understand who those people are, and I understand why people boo, and I understand why people get upset. I mean, I'm a fan myself, so there. In the moment, I get upset, but in reality, I have to now look ahead. I can't look back, and I can't take just the incessant negativity about. Oh, what happened in this year? What happened? This is a year all into itself. It's a whole different group of guys.
Well, what are you going to say if things don't go their way over the weekend?
I don't know yet. I got to see how it plays out.
I mean, if they lose, they lose. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how it plays out.
And if they win, they win.
Yeah, I mean, they need to earn my trust back.
You're going to be watching every effing pitch.
Of course I am.
So stop.
What? I'm not saying
I
won't.
There. You're going to be right there.
Who said I would be?
Us rooting for our team.
Yeah, but still, it's still like Jose and Olbridge say.
Hey, Jose and Olbridge, get up your ass and let's go.
It's an empty feeling.
We got the playoffs coming.
It's an empty feeling.
I don't want to know about empty feelings.
It's an empty feeling.
Stop with the empty feelings.
Michael and Paramus.
Oh,
what's going on, Michael?
Hey, guys. Good morning. A longtime Mets fan since the 70s. Obviously disappointed with the season, how it ended. I look at the Yankees and I say, hey, the Yankees won more games than the Mets, and look where they are. And then I turn around and say, you know, what's the story with the new format for the playoffs? You know, the Eastern teams years past used to be on the East Coast. Now we got to fly. If we beat San Diego, we got to fly all the way over to L.A. That's more negative against us. And,
God, Michael. You know, San Diego has to come to here to play us. I mean, come on. Can we stop with this? Honestly, I cannot. I want to take this bat and just smash you over the head with it.
Wait a second. That would be extreme if you did that. I mean, it's not me that's doing this. It's the Mets that are doing it. The Mets made me this way. That's who you should be angry at.
I'm
that
not
franchise.
Angry at Eddie. I'm not angry. Listen, I told you I put it behind me. I have to now look forward. There's nothing I can do about the past. I can only handle what's coming in front of me. Do you understand that?
I do understand, yeah. I understand. But, I mean, I can't move on that quickly. I can't move on that quickly.
As my buddy said, the self-loathing. By the way, speaking of self-loathing, Giant fans have been self-loathing over the last 5 years.
No, they've believed that Daniel Jones is the answer and Saquon Barkley's Barry Sanders. That's what they
hated Gettleman. They hated all the moves and everything else. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, the Yankee fan loves what happened to the Mets, too. Oh, they love it. That's another part of
this.
I mean, that
sucks.
You know, that's another part. Chris in Yonkers. What's going on, Chris?
How we doing?
Hey.
So, I don't know, man. I don't like this negativity, I got to say. You know, we've been watching this team since April. Listen, I know that we're all self-loathing Mets fans. The Wilpons, they got us used to hating winning, but...
Now we're talking about the Wilpons. I mean, what are we doing? Come on! We got the freaking playoffs coming up this weekend. What are you people doing out there?
I think this guy's actually on your side.
Chris. Chris.
I'm on your side, Boomer.
Yeah, but stop talking about the past. Let's talk about this weekend. You brought up the Wilpons. You brought up the self-loathing and everything else to get to your point to try to be positive. But in order for you to be positive, you got to start positive, not start negative to get to your positive.
You're right. I'm positive. I got nervous after the Braves series, but it's a long year. I've had confidence in this team more than any other team that I've watched as a Mets fan, so there's no reason for us to say that we can't go out there and do what everybody thought we could do just a week ago.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is that the guys that you're paying need to show up and deliver. And as you called them before, Mr. Opt-Out needs to deliver. And the last time we saw those guys, they didn't. So that's why the confidence level is down. I mean, really, if they had gone out and dominated against the Braves like we expected them to, everybody would be like, listen, Mets are favorites to get to the World Series. But they didn't. And they sort of, you know, chopped their legs off from underneath us. And... now I need to see those guys be great. It's not asking a lot. I'm Steve. What do you think Steve Cohen's thinking about Max Scherzer starting? I gave you $43 million for these moments. You're going to fail me?
Don't go east, west, go north, south. Let's go to Guy in Morristown. Guy, what's happening?
Yeah, hi, it's Guy from Morristown.
Oh, this guy is a Yankee fan going to tell us how to feel.
You got to stop with the negative.
Oh, a Yankee fan's going to tell us how to feel.
The Padres are get on the plane. They're all going to be smoking weed. They're going to get here. It's going to be cold. They're going to be wearing parkas. The last place they want to be is Shea. Relax.
Shea.
This is a great baseball team. Boom said it's probably the third best team in the league. Relax. Embrace it. Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck.
Wait a second. Making me crazy.
I'll be
this morning.
Man. Listen, Boomer's been positive, so it's probably me that's making you crazy. But I mean, you don't know what it's like to go through this stuff. You're a Yankees fan. You don't know that. You've seen so much history and everything positive with this team, and I understand they haven't won since 2009 a World Series. But you don't know what it feels like to be beaten down in the way that the Mets have beaten down their fan base.
It's like a Tom Petty song. I mean, you gotta, Gio,
yeah.
I'm begging you. Listen, put it all in perspective. I mean, you think you Darvish wants to be out here in the cold? I mean, Joe Muskrat Love, or whatever his name is. You're gonna torch these guys. And then bring on the frickin' Dodgers, okay?
All right.
Listen, you know, I don't like the Mets, but
you hate
the Mets. I can't stand it. I mean, you gotta talk these people off the ledge. By the way, love the show. You guys are just absolutely killing it. And have you noticed? I mean, Bitcoin can't get out of its own way.
I know. Yeah. It's stuck.
The Kardashians are going to jail.
Yeah, I don't know what's more disappointing, the Mets or Bitcoin.
And the Kardashians.
Stuck on 20,000. Thanks, Guy.
And Elon Musk is buying Twitter now. Yes. Clean that mess up.
Is that really happening this time?
Yeah, he says it's happening.
He said it's happening the last time, and it didn't happen.
Always happening. Oh, they didn't want to go to court and all this other nonsense. I go, I'll buy it, even though you lied to me about how many bots you have. I'll clean this mess up and I'll fix it.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back with us. He's going to tell us about Aaron Judge and the Mets and the NL East and all the baseball that's going on. What's up, Jerry?
We're brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, we've heard John Sterling, and I suggest you go to Twitter and check out the video. It's pretty cool, up to 350,000 views of the Aaron Judge home run. We heard from Michael Kay. Here we go. Ricky Ricardo, the Spanish version of number 62 last night in Texas.
Recuerde que velocidad es excelente para Tinoco. Vuelve, swing, ahí va el batazo, profundo por el izquierdo, a la pared el jardinero, olvídala, esa se va, se fue, ahí está, al fin llegó, échale sazón, que tenemos un nuevo rey del jorrón, Aaron Judge, el juez, culpable, en la misma primera entrada, voló la cerca por el jardín izquierdo, Aaron Judge. Deja atrás a Babe Ruth y ahora deja atrás a Roger Maris, el rey de los jonrones de los Yankees. Es Aaron Judge, llegó el 62 y los Yankees están adelante 1-0. Aaron Judge, el récord es tuyo.
There you go. Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, he actually cut it off right before he said, bitch, don't wear your shoes in my house.
He did not say that. Okay. So that's how it sounded on the Yankee Spanish radio. Here is how it sounded in Texas if you were driving around.
1-1 to Aaron Judge. Here's the pitch. And there's a swing and there's a high fly ball to deep left field. Bubba Thompson back. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Aaron Judge has broken the American League home run record. The Yankees are pouring out of the dugout to greet him at home plate. Worldwide Field is on its feet.
How about that?
You think he grooved it to him?
I don't. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
I don't. Matter of fact, we have, hold on, I got to move ahead here. Here was Tony Beasley, who said that's the interim manager.
Yeah,
you guys are funny.
I was like, was that your neighbor,
Tony Beasley?
Come on, Rangers interim manager.
Well,
it was Woodward, right? And then they fired
him. It was Chris Woodward.
I remember Chris Woodward.
He got fired.
He was complaining about the Yankee Stadium being a Little League park. I remember that.
Well, and they weren't winning. Yeah, that too. And they spent a lot of money in the offseason. Tony Beasley, the interim manager, says we attacked them.
We hadn't pitched around him. We had no intention of trying to walk him. We were trying to execute pitches and get him out.
And they did for much of the series so far. Here was Beasley. He says congrats to Judge.
Hats off. I mean, obviously it's against us. It's in game. So, you know, we're not ecstatic about it. But, you know, when you have time to look back over it and reflect, you know, it's a huge moment in baseball.
Now, what was funny was, so he speaks for about three and a half minutes, and for the most part it's all about Judge. Mm-hmm. And then he ends it this way, as they said, any other questions? A bunch of blank stares.
We did win tonight. I've been explaining losses well and how long, and we win a game, you guys don't say nothing.
poor guy.
Yeah.
After Judge does all this stuff at the podium and in the locker room, he was with Meredith on the field on Yes. And just
gigantic balloons.
And just notice both times, he's very humbled. The very long pauses before he answered.
You are the American League home run king. How does it sound?
It still kind of sounds funny.
He's almost like embarrassed. Like, he's like, I can't believe this is me. And then at the end, she asked another question about the actual accomplishment.
You're at 62. What does 62 mean to you?
It's a special achievement. You know, like I said, you know, getting a chance anytime you're mentioned in the same sentence, you know, same category as Babe Ruth, you know, Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle, Yankee legends, Yankee greats. It's a little overwhelming.
Kind of cool.
You know, pretty much, well, he stayed healthy all year long. And, you know, if he would have gotten a little bit hotter towards the end, you know, maybe he ends up with 68 or 69. Who knows?
Very well could have.
But, you know, he got 62. That's all that matters. And it couldn't happen to a better guy. And honestly, I hope for the Yankees' sake and for baseball's sake that 99 stays in right field for the Yankees. I really do. But he has to break the bank. He has to.
Yeah,
it's his responsibility to the rest of the players in the league to go break the bank, if he can.
So you're telling me that if there's a team that offers more than the Yankees, he has to go?
Well, you have to, again, so you have to do all the numbers, you have to look at it, and you have to decide, like Tyreek Hill decide.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make a decision. Like,
well, New York actually has an advantage in this situation against the San Francisco Giants.
That's true.
Their tax number is actually a little less than California. Yeah, we will see. Off season to remember.
Well, and by the way, so I think CBS Sports Network did have the video of Aaron Judge talking to what looks like either a Hall of Fame representative or a baseball representative at the back end of the dugout about getting the bat.
Okay,
this guy right here. This little guy right here.
This little guy, yeah.
All right, that guy.
By the way, that guy might be 6 foot. Aaron Judge is 6'8".
Yeah. So they're talking about the, I believe they were talking about the bat right there, and we'll get the bat most likely in the Hall of Fame, I would think.
Can we get the bat from you?
Yeah, Ron, I mean, look at this guy. I mean, he would have said, who's the guy who represents baseball memorabilia for Major League Baseball? It would look exactly like that. I could pick him out of a lineup.
Excuse me. Yeah. Mr. Judge, over here.
Oh, man.
My name's Solomon with Major League Baseball.
You what?
By the way, the Yankees did lose that game last night, 3-2. They did win the first game, 5-4. As for your Mets, they win game number one of a doubleheader from the Nationals, 4-2. And then in game number two, quite a start.
Pitch. McNeil drives one to right. This one's going to go. Three in a row to start the game. Into the Coca-Cola corner. Makes it back to back to back. And it's 3-0 Mets.
They went on to score seven times in that inning, and they blew out Washington for the doubleheader sweep. But unfortunately for them, it didn't really mean much because the Braves beat the Marlins. That having been said, here is Buck Showalter. Playoffs right in front of them.
No, it's like I told them when we left Atlanta. You know, everything's still there for them.
Got to go win two more games now, and that will start Friday against San Diego. Here was Bob Melvin. The Padres beat the Giants, so we know that the Mets will play San Diego at Citi Field over the weekend. Here is Melvin, looking forward to it.
We played them a couple times this year. They have a really good team. I know their rotation will be all set up. We'll see some really good starting pitchers, so they will as well, so it should be fun.
It should be
fun. All right, so what do you do? Do you 100% pitch DeGrom and Scherzer 1-2?
Yeah, you got to win. Got
to
win.
I know you have to win, but
I've heard this theory of holding Scherzer for three and the Bassett pitch.
But maybe you win 1-2, and then you get Scherzer ready for game one of the series as opposed to whoever you would be pitching.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's you got to. First,
I agree.
All,
you can't
all,
play if you don't
let's
get
just
there.
Win game one.
I agree.
All right. One pitch, one inning, one game, and stop. Don't even think about any of that stuff. Mm. You win the games that are sitting in front of you when they mean something. Now, like today doesn't mean anything. Who cares?
What would you rather have Scherzer pitch, game two or game three?
Two.
Game
two, man.
But I don't know I'm playing three. I can't do it that way.
That's right.
All right. And I'll tell you what, if they lose game one, you damn well better know he's pitching game two.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look, I mean, man, if you win game one, do you change it around?
No. Stop with this now. Now, but I'm glad you're talking about it, though, because that means, you know, we're now getting you out of, like, your malaise of, like, losing the division, and now we're starting to move our focus a little forward to the Padres. So I appreciate the conversation. But don't bring up a stupid, theory like that again, okay?
Yeah, I don't think it's that stupid.
No,
I think it's an interesting conversation. No. You know, what do you do? Buck's thinking about it.
No, Buck's not thinking about
Buck's
it.
Buck's definitely thinking about it.
He's thinking about winning.
Okay. He's thinking about how he's going to do
Solomon in the front office is thinking about what they do over the weekend, probably.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But he told me that, you know, Scherzer's oblique is a little bit, you know, tender, and he needs an extra couple days or something.
Tender.
So then if you did that and you lost that game two, then he's got to pitch game three.
Well, yeah.
But now you're...
That's the point.
Yeah.
You're potentially saving for game one against the Dodgers.
Nope.
And he's throwing out Cookie Carrasco.
I don't want to hear about it.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
North, south.
Braves do win the division. They beat the Marlins 2-1. Dansby Swanson on Bally Sports Atlanta, I forget, maybe Valley Sports South, says never quit, even when we were behind by 10 and a half games.
I feel like we were really, really resilient this year. This group, this team, we fought every night. Even when things weren't pretty early, we turned it on and haven't looked back since.
No, they haven't. They've played the best baseball in the majors since that point when they were down by 10 and a half games.
What do they have?
Championship DNA.
Literally,
that's right.
Balls.
It's culture.
That's
what they've got.
They do.
Championship. It's woven into their
five
DNA.
Straight division titles. Yeah,
they are the
I
champs.
Believe the Mets are going to win the division. What do you want to do? Kill me. Hang me.
He's having a tough time.
Do you have the end of his show? I know we're doing a lot of stuff, but do you have the very end of that?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Eddie has it. I don't.
Oh, man. It's
I know. I heard it. I know.
It was just so funny.
It was just like last Friday at Blue Point?
Yeah, with Eric and Ron Konkava. The best part about it, though, was like my favorite overnight spot hit right after his line went.
Which was what?
Which was, it was like, Sal comes back, you know, the music's playing, you hear, huh, Sal, huh, huh, Sal, huh,
Decolator Cohen and DeBrisco, LLP, represents your policerighttosue.com.
I was howling in the car. I was screaming. It was so funny.
He actually sounded legit sad when he was on the phone, just wrapping it up 3 minutes early.
Well, so his line goes, and then he comes back on his cell phone, and his cell phone drops. And they go to another thing, and then they come back with another rejoin, and it's for the back time bed, and then he's going, that's the
story. That's why this flex scheduling is not working out.
Flex scheduling?
Yeah.
I still don't know anything about this. You got to tell me in the break.
When are we going to have flex scheduling?
It's a thing where if you feel like you need a day, you get a day. And no questions asked.
You don't take, like, it doesn't come out of your vacation?
No such thing anymore.
There's no such thing as that. There's vacation. Wait. I've got vacation.
What do you mean? Well, you guys are unionized members.
What?
Well, there's different things between employees and union members.
You're telling me if you want to take 6 weeks off, you can?
I mean, it would have to get, Spike would have to be okay with it, but if I give him a good reason.
I thought you just said no questions asked.
Oh. Well, maybe 6 weeks. I mean, six straight weeks, yeah, I'd have to.
I didn't say six in a row. I said if you want to spread out 6 weeks vacation because you need the time.
Yeah, I think that's good.
What the hell is that?
Flex scheduling, like Boomer said.
Wow. I just want to work from home one day a week. That's all. I don't need 6 weeks vacation. We should do a Boomer and Geo Wednesdays at home. That's what we should do.
Wednesdays at home?
To cut down on congestion pricing, which, by the way, those tolls, they're up already. Yeah. Not active yet.
Gas is back up. The tolls are up. Congestion pricing. These are morons that you vote for that make these decisions, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a moron.
Giants because you are a moron politician.
Oh. Doesn't look like Kenny Golladay is making the trip. Sprained MCL. Steelers make it official. It's Kenny Pickett at quarterback. Mike Tomlin says, let's not pile on Mitchell Trubisky. It's not just him.
I don't want to dump the responsibility of what transpired at Mitch's feet. That's not fair to him. He's played better than that description. But we have it. And so in an effort to be better, in an effort to score more points, in an effort to move the ball more fluidly, we decided to go to Kenny.
In an effort to do everything better.
Yeah, right. I'm not blaming Mitch, but the whole team sucked because of him. Yeah. So that's why we're going to Kenny Pickett.
Put the kid out there. Let him play, and let's see what he's got. Hey, you know, and if you're Zach Wilson this week, man, just remember one thing. Do not be careless with the football. Don't take chances that you don't need to be taken. Just play the way you did in the fourth quarter of this game, and you're going to be fine.
Meantime, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on the Fan in Dallas. His team is 3-1. How you feeling?
Well, I'm just skipping along. I can't touch the ground. I'm really excited about for everyone what this team is doing.
I mean, they're 3-1. They're not 13-1, but I get it. Very good with the backup quarterback. Here he was asked about Prescott's condition.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
So Cooper Rush, it certainly looks like.
Did you see these two touchdown passes he threw against Washington last week?
Well, hold on. The C.D. Lamb, he's got no one around him.
Wait a minute. No, I'm talking about, did you see what he had to do to get the ball off to get the touchdown pass?
Yeah.
So he rolls to the right, finds his, who's that, Gallup in the back?
It's Michael Gallup.
In the back. Now watch this one. Watch in the pocket how he stands in there.
Yeah.
All right.
He's very good. I'm not.
Take that for granted, man.
I'm not taking anything for granted.
I think you are.
I am not.
You do realize Jerry watches every second of every Cowboy game because he's working them, right? You always go, did you see this? Did you see that?
Did you see all the bad plays that he makes?
Yeah.
He's
seeing those, too.
I think he's really good, and I'm very comfortable when he comes into play. You got a great chance to win. But he's not throwing for 350 and four touchdowns every game, either.
You think Dak? I thought the offense looked terrible with Dak.
It was one game.
Yeah, but preseason, the whole thing last year.
He'll be fine.
Okay.
He's going to be fine.
Boy, Boomer, you were up against it in there. Jerry with the Cowboys, Gio with the Mets. I don't know.
I know.
I'm on his side with the Mets.
Hell yeah. I'm going to leave today. Just wonder about whether or not I'm coming back tomorrow. I may need a day out.
A flex day?
Flex day. Flex day, definitely.
The Rangers do play the Bruins tonight. We're going to discuss that tomorrow.
Thank God.
Yeah. You know what we'll do? We'll take Tuesday as our flex day next week.
Yeah, we'll take Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll take Tuesday as our flex day because that's right before the NLDS starts and the ALDS starts. Yep. So I think that's perfect.
They take that day as a flex day.
Okay.
All right, you good, Jerry?
I'm good.
All right.
Islanders signed Matthew Barzal, 8 years, $73 million. I'll put that in my calendar.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
CBS Sports Network, as I was driving in this morning in the rain again. Three straight days, we have had the remnants of Ian dump a lot of rain on us. I was listening to the radio station, of course, as I always do, Sal Licata's overnight program. And listening to him come back from break a couple of times was making me laugh because, once again, we had connection issues. So Eddie went back and got it, and you can listen to the best of what happened at the very end of his show as I was howling in my car with the windshield wipers working overtime.
Today.
Stop. Even 3-3-7-66-66.
Having a little bit of issue here.
With over 90 years of combined legal experience representing the law enforcement community, Decalator Cohen and DeFrisco, LLP, continues to strive to educate police officers of their civil rights to 666.
Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Take care of them.
Hey, I'm Stacy.
Oh, baby. Hey, man, this is why this flex scheduling is not working out. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's so funny.
I know he's got the job over at FNY, and it's got to be just exhausting for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he does some of these shows at home. Yeah. Not everyone, but some of them.
Yeah.
You can't necessarily blame him for that. But, I mean, when this happens a lot of times. I used to drive me nuts when we were doing those COVID shows from home. My internet would go out. And, like, oh, God, it was the worst.
You know, the issue, the I guess for him, you know, it's better that the games are on the weekend now, right? Because he can then go do his SNY stuff post-game, because I'm assuming they'll do post-game.
Yeah, I think he's off on the weekends at SNY, though. Pretty sure.
For the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe do they do baseball night in New York on a Saturday and a Sunday? I have no idea.
I would think for the playoffs, they probably could sell that, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, more technical difficulties.
I think the problem is that these routers and all, they reset like in the middle of the night sometimes. Like mine does that almost every night. I was like, before I'd leave for work, I'd see my computer like restarting. And I don't know if there's a way to change the time that it happens, but it's like it looks for new, like an update to the system every night. So
yeah, but is your computer updating itself?
No, or? I mean when I had a cable box, that's what cable box would do. And if you were connected online, it goes down.
So in the middle of the night is usually when they're doing that. Any work that's going on or anything that maybe, you know, updating itself.
Yeah, but if you're working in the middle of the night and using your internet, you're screwed.
You are.
Is that beeping in there, Eddie's? Is that what I'm hearing in there? Is that your?
Yes, my insulin pump.
Yeah. I'm hearing this, like, I was talking about internet in the background. Doot. Doot. As Eddie's ready to scarf down the bacon, egg, and cheese. Gotta make sure everything's kosher in there. Oh. Anyway. I got into it with Gina yesterday about the Tom Brady Giselle thing. We got went going back and forth about it. And she's like, she said she wanted him home with the kids and the family. And he didn't do that. And he ended up going back and playing. So I'm on her side. I'm like, wait a second.
Well, I think she wants to live in Miami. And he's living in Tampa. I think it's probably something to do with it. And also, I would imagine, you know, him signing that huge deal with Fox.
Well, that's one of the things.
That could be a part of it. You never know.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, you got to support the guy. He's only going to be playing X amount of years. The best to ever have done it. Like, 45 is old to play football, but it's not old in real life.
You know, she's one of the best to have ever done what she does.
That's true.
And she wants to continue to do what she's doing.
Well, who's stopping her? Is he stopping her?
No, I don't. I don't know any of that stuff, but I do know that, I mean, they are filthy rich.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere in the world you want. You can live anywhere in the world. You can fly your kids around on private jets and helicopters to get wherever you need to get to.
Right.
It just doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, it's two people that are, I guess, you know, want to go their own ways professionally, it sounds like.
Yeah, and that's fine, and that's their situation, whatever. But, I mean, it's a tough deal when... If you're Giselle, this is the side I'll say for her, that he's going to be done playing, and then all of a sudden he's going to be every Sunday with Fox is going to be working again, and every Thanksgiving he's going to be working.
But he's 45 years old. You'd like to think that he should work if he can.
Yeah.
But there's and a lot. And he wants to, and he wants to stay relevant. I
it's
mean,
true. This, like Peyton Manning's still working.
Oh, hell yeah. But, you know, and staying relevant. Omaha Productions is growing as we speak. You know, I think the NFL gave... Not gave. I don't know the money that is being tossed around or any of that stuff. I don't know that, but Omaha Productions is doing that week of NFL Pro Bowl stuff.
Yeah,
in Vegas. That's who's producing it, and I think that Omaha Productions, with obviously is Peyton and Eli and all that behind the scenes stuff, is Chad Powers at Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that is the division of NFL Films as well. I think.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, like, so these guys, you got to stay omnipresent. You got to stay relevant. Hell, I tried to do the same thing.
No, of course. Absolutely. So I'm really
45
curious.
45 is young, man. I mean, like, yep. I was 45. I was, you know, basically 7 years into my broadcasting career. He's still playing football.
Yep.
And I would say that from his standpoint, I would think doing what he does for a living is a hell of a lot harder. Because he has to go out in the field and deal with, you know.
Get his
head
taken off by some of the best in football.
Right, he's dealing with 21 other maniacs on the field.
Right, who are half his age.
Right, exactly. You know, she, God bless her, was born beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And has this photogenic beauty that comes across every time her picture is taken.
Yeah, I really want to see if they end up getting this divorce. I really want to see who they date next. That's going to be very interesting. I saw a lot of Pete Davidson to Giselle Bundchen, and
really?
Then
why? What? So is that like a thing now?
No, it's, I mean, not no. Just that he
or something.
No, he just gets every, you know, every woman like that, top of the top, and nobody knows how he does it. And then with Brady, I saw a couple things. If he like ends up going like a Kardashian, like goes to Kim or something like that, that would be off the charts. Yeah, there should be a line on who they date next.
Kardashian.
That'd be great. That would be great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.